Psalm 149.
Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, His praise in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel be glad in His Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing, making melody to Him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He adorns the humble with salvation. Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is honor for all His godly ones. Praise the Lord.
Today's devotion, a heart of worship and mission. There is a saying, mistaking a beau's shadow in a cup for a snake. It means frightening oneself because of doubt or fear. In the 1970s, when the charismatic movement swept through many churches, some conservative churches became so cautious that they hardly dared to make any physical movements during worship. Once, when I was leading worship, I encouraged the congregation to clap their hands in praise. Immediately, the church leaders stared wide-eyed at me. In reality, music naturally carries movement. Rhythm, melody, and dynamics naturally cause the body to respond. Anyone who has learned music knows that teachers always emphasize expressing emotion during performance. This is the same in worship. True worship involves the heart, the body, and the spirit responding naturally to God. This does not mean that everyone must clap or raise their hands, but rather that no external factor should hinder our sincere expression before God. One worship is emotional. Psalm chapter 149 describes God's people rejoicing, dancing, playing instruments, and praising with tambourines, even shouting for joy on their beds. This shows that true worship is not cold or detached. When we experience God's grace, joy, gratitude, and praise naturally flow from our hearts. Even when we are alone, we can worship God inwardly, for He is always with us. As Psalm chapter 100 verse 1-2 says, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing." Singing praise is a natural human expression of emotion. Whether in joy, sorrow, excitement, or longing, we can pour out our hearts before God. True worship is faith-filled and missional. Worship is not only emotional expression, it is also a declaration of faith and mission. In this passage, God's people hold a double-edged sword, symbolizing God's authority in executing justice. It reminds us that God is righteous, almighty, and faithful. He will surely triumph, judging evil, upholding justice, saving His people, and establishing His kingdom. Thus, worship is more than joyful praise. It is proclaiming God's glory and faithfulness, believing in His ultimate victory. Worship is not escaping reality, but choosing to live out God's will so that our lives display His character and kingdom values. Three reflection on worship. When we worship, we should ask, are we worshiping only with our minds but lacking emotion? Or do we have emotion but neglect God's truth and mission? Psalm chapter 149 reminds us that true worship is a whole person response to God, filled with heartfelt emotion, obedient will, and a life that reflects God's mission. May our worship be both joyful and sincere, firmly rooted in God's truth, His character, and His ultimate victory. Let us pray. Lord, help us worship You with our heart, body, and spirit. May our praise reflect Your righteousness, power, and faithfulness, and may our lives carry out Your will. In Jesus' name, Amen.